Hi, good morning. It's Coast 93.1 548, Blake and Eva show. We're at Amy and Sharon's house doing Blake and Eva Wake Up Your Family. Got some visitors. If you want us to come to your place and wake you up and start your day way earlier than usual but bring free food, go to coast931.com. Heidi's Brooklyn Deli is coming over in a little bit. So Eva's CPAP crush, Chucky, came over yesterday for a hot fitting. Putting air quotes around it.
Chuck is in love. Chuck!
I'm so happy he doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, he didn't know that you had professed your love for him. And so here, but let me take this back. So
thank
here's
you.
How this started.
Okay.
Eva, so I'm in the studio after the show, and I'm like getting some other work done, and Eva's on the phone making an appointment with Chuck, who's her CPAP guy for the sleep apnea thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, her little Darth Vader machine. And I hear her, you know, put on like the flirty, sexy voice. Hey, Chuck. Like it goes from like, this is how she talks to me. She goes, what are you doing? Do you want coffee? Okay, hurry up. Like that's me. And then Chuck. Hey, Chuck. So I got a new CPAP from a friend, but I need you to fit me for it. So, right? So then. And then, by the way, she named her CPAP machine Chuck.
Because he did such a good job in fitting me. It's, you know what? It's a relationship.
Okay, did we get that? Did everyone hear that? That was out loud, right?
Okay, I don't
Everyone heard that? You see what I mean?
He has to try and make me feel pretty with this thing on.
Oh. Okay, right?
So, yesterday I got a new thing. Which he actually said makes me look prettier. Well, this
oh,
is
so
what
he's
he
flirting
said.
Right back.
No, he said, you know what? As good as you can look with this on your face, you look good. That might be bulging the pants a little. So, anyway.
How long was he over?
He whipped through two CPAP machines.
He whipped you?
He went through two CPAP machines, organized them, refitted stuff, recalibrated, explained it all to me probably in about 40 minutes.
Wow.
I know. He's
so
good.
He's quick, too, just like you like it.
Chuck is in love. Chuck!
In and out.
Look who's here.
Chuck!
You know what?
What?
Everybody I know uses Chuck, so I'm not the only one wetting my whistle there.
I don't use Chuck.
Oh.
Okay, well, he's like, if you have a CPAP machine, everyone's using Chuck.
Wow. So he's not really, it's not a monogamous relationship. It's kind of like a,
and I,
kind of an FWB.
Yeah, and you know what? I think he has male patients, too.
Wow, Chuck, wow.
He's the guy. I'm telling you, if you have a CPAP, he's the guy. Uh-huh. Nobody can make you want to wear a CPAP like he can.
By the way, Eva was so nervous about this meeting romp with Chuck yesterday because we'd been talking about it since Monday.
Yes.
So Monday, you know, I'd figured out this is, I don't know, Eva talks to him really like sexually on the phone, and she named her CPAP machine after him, and she had to have him back to, quote, refit things and had a breakdown while he was there, and he consoled her. And
no, he wanted me
rubbed
to wear
her back
chin strap
to fall asleep.
And I was not down with the chin strap.
No, no. He brings all kinds of apparatus. He's kind of, you know, you should see what he brings to some of the guys who he fits. Whoa. So then Eva was all nervous because it was Monday was like, oh my God, we determined this crush. And then Thursday was
Yeah, well, because it was milked on the radio all week, and I don't know.
A lot of
know.
Anticipation for Thursday.
Right.
Performance anxiety, you know.
Monday left me broken. Tuesday I was through with hoping. Wednesday my empty arms were open. Thursday waiting for love.
Yep.
Waiting for love.
Check.
It's 5:52. Todd's got your new Center Main forecast.
Mostly sunny skies. It'll be a bunch cooler, though, out there today. High temperature just 60 degrees.